Welcome to the show. You know what tonight is? It's Arnold night! Tonight on Video Store Clerks, let's kick some ice!
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
How the fuck am I out of this toilet already today?
This shit can't be any fucking good.
Welcome to the store.
Oh, welcome. Get to the chopper. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This is Video Store Clerks. We are your clerks for the evening. I'm Dave.
I'm Chapman.
I'm Chuck.
He's Chuck Nasty.
Mm-hmm. That's me. Thank you.
And welcome once again to Video Store Clerks, where it's Arnold night.
Arnold,
yes, where we talk about some of our favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies over the years, who the man just turned 75 July 30th. Happy birthday to the Austrian Oak, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And just so you all know, we're picking our top three. That doesn't mean if a movie isn't on this list, that doesn't mean we didn't like the movie, because this was another hard one, man.
We're really starting to challenge ourselves.
Oh, God, I know. John Carpenter and the Vampires one, I think, was still the hardest. But
yeah, that was a hard one, too, yeah.
Yeah, this was a difficult one, too. Trying to pick only three Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Are you? Fuck, I got to stop talking with that accent.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's bad. So let's get this party started. Here, let me open up the chat here. Feel free to jump in, kids. All right. Well, I guess I'm just going to shoot from the hip, like you said earlier. That's all you can do. I'll say with my number three, I'll go with The True Lies. You have it sitting there? There it is. There it is. 1994, I believe that came out. Another James Cameron and Arnold Schwarzenegger collaboration. You can't really go wrong with those two names.
That's a great fucking movie. It really is.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And the thing with True Lies is I always felt like that was like the end of an era as far as especially those big action movies went. Mm-hmm. The end of the old guard and the start of the new, because during that time, a lot more comedy was getting thrown into action movies. They were becoming more self-aware, I think. Think of Scream, except with action movies.
Especially
with another movie that I don't know if it was on anybody else's list or not that came out around that time. Last Action Hero was like that. It was sort of the Scream of action movies, but
I love that movie.
They definitely go over the top.
Mm-hmm. Like the whole part with the horse at the beginning, I thought was great. Jumping on the jet. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just agreeing with you.
Because I think Arnold said, because we almost lost Arnold, I believe, on the set of True Lies. He said the horse got hit with the boom and started going nuts. It almost threw him.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that either. I just, you know, we can't forget Jamie Lee Curtis's awesome scene in that movie that everybody loves. That's a great scene where she's all like fucking all dancing and shit. That was some good shit when you were a kid.
And so, I saw
in the drive-in, right?
Oh, God, yes. And I didn't realize this till later, years later, but this was another reunion between Arnold and another actor, because guess who else was in this movie? Mr. Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was, yeah. He was the fucking guy that was trying to get with Arnold's wife, Jamie Lee Curtis' character.
He had such a great part. He was such a sleazeball in this movie, and he was great from the mustache to the mannerisms and the hair. The used car salesman that tried to pick up women by lying and saying he was a secret agent. And of all people's wives to do that to.
Secret agent.
Yeah. What a mistake. Like, big mistake.
Oh, this was easily Tom Arnold's best movie.
Oh yeah. Oh, he did a great job on this one. Yeah. I don't know. His scene in Freddy's Dead though was that was an award winner.
Oh, that's right. He was with Roseanne in that one too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it shows you how good a director James Cameron is to get right. All these great performances from these guys.
Oh yeah. Oh, we can't forget fucking Tia Kerr with the chick.
Oh, that was, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Wayne's World.
Yeah, she was just coming off. I mean, she was a big star in the early 90s.
And was that what's her face's name? His first movie, Elijah. Who?
Was it her first movie? Eliza Dushku? Am I saying that right? I believe it was.
I don't know. I can't read it. My room is dark and it's in red. Like, it's red and black. And it's like the way that it's like this small. So.
Who would later be in, what was it, Wrong Turn?
A bunch of shit.
Yeah, Eliza Dushku. I don't know if I'm saying. I'm probably butchering that name.
Who'd she play in True Lies?
Who's his daughter?
Their daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Super young.
Yeah, I believe it might have been. She probably did some little stuff, I'm sure, before that. But I think this was her first big movie. So, yeah.
It's a great
True
one.
Lies for sure. If you young people out there haven't seen it, why do you wait? What are you doing?
I always like the scene whenever they get kidnapped and then Jamie Lee Curtis drops the fucking Uzi down the steps and kills everybody. And Arnold's like, is that you? And she's like, yeah.
I was going to say the truth serum part. That part is fucking great. Did you ever kill anybody? Yes, but they were all bad. But, like, I like it when he tells the guy, he's like, I'm going to kill you or whatever. Like, he's like, telling him how he's going to do it. It's fucking great. It's like, dude, Arnold's character in that is just so sure of himself. He's like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to take you out. That's just. You know, even the truth is like, this is the truth. You know, can't lie to it.
Right.
So there you go. True Lies.
True Lies. So I'm going to say number three, Commando.
Classic.
Yeah, dude. I was wrestling on that one, too. Yeah. Yeah.
I was kind of bouncing back and forth between that and Kindergarten Cop.
Nice. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
That's just, I mean, Commander's just a dope ass movie because he's the man that has all this little classic one liner pun type things and fucking. From the start of that movie to the end, it's just, you know, some shit's about to go down.
Come on, John. Come on, John. Where are you, John? The guy from Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people in that. I mean, like, that was what, Alyssa Milano's one of her first movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Arnold definitely helps these youngsters out.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Edward Furlong. Look where he's at now. Oh, wow. Anyway. Yeah. We'll get back to him. We'll get back to him in a minute. We know he will. Commando, it's not on my top three, but it almost was. Because that was when I first learned how to. Okay, there was these things for the younger viewers out there. These things called VHSs, okay? VCRs that play these VHS tapes here. And you actually could record things with them sometimes. And my dad taught me how to do this. Sure. And the first tape, the first VHS that I recorded something off TV with, it had two movies on it, and both had the name Commando in it. It was Suburban Commando and Commando. And I was so happy because I was like, oh, they're cutting out the commercials. You push pause.
It's like the best commercials ever.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I watched it all the fucking time. I was very proud of myself. And then after that, like, my parents were having to buy blank tapes because I was just taping fucking everything, which is what my dad did do. So, yeah. Fucking, it's such a good action movie, too, man. It's got everything that an action movie, like, you want out of an Arnold movie. It has the, okay, he's got the loving, like, you know, family member, family, whatever. And then he's got main bad guys causing problems. And then there's always the epic fight at the end and all that shit, like, doesn't dude get like a fucking, it's been years since, but he gets a tube or something shoved in him or something? Like, isn't that how he dies?
Yeah, he throws a like a broken pipe at him and it like impales him in the chest and puts him against a steam thing and he's like, Bennett, cool off, or let off some steam.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking great.
Hell yeah.
And I remember the VHS to Commando. I'm really going to date myself now. It wasn't the VHS tape that you slide out of the box. It was the kind that opened like a book.
The plastic ones?
Yeah. Real old school plastic ones.
Like the Disney cases?
Yeah, just like the old Disney movies used to have those cases. Commando had it. It was one of the last movies to have that.
Nothing wrong with that. I prefer those, but they're harder to put in the case.
It has, that movie also has, what's the guy's name? Did we figure that out? Bill Duke?
Yes.
It had him in there, too. Like, that was another reunion with Arnold.
Yeah.
I didn't realize all that.
I ate green berets for breakfast.
And it also had that one dude, that was in The Crow, who was in a lot of movies. He was the scumbag that, I can't remember.
Oh, Sully?
I think so.
He was hitting on Ray Don Chong.
He was the what?
The dude hitting on Ray Don Chong in the airport.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like wearing the suit. He's got the ponytail, I think, or some shit. Yeah. Like, it's so weird. He's also in The Warriors also. Like, I always know him for The Crow. That's like what I first think of when I see him. It's like, oh, it's the dude from The Crow. But yeah, there's all kinds of people in these fucking movies. This one's another one of those, definitely.
That scene where he fucking like drops Sully off the top of the cliff. It's like, Matrix, you said you're going to kill me last. I lied.
Fucking great. God, I miss movies like that.
Oh, shit.
The best part, though, is whenever the fucking he gets arrested because they go rob the fucking military store. And then she pulls up next to the fucking paddy wagon, which I don't ever understood why. Like, he goes into the paddy wagon uncuffed. But they just walk him into the back. And then she has the fucking rocket launcher and she fucking shoots the back of the paddy wagon and that's how he escapes. And she's still like just like the innocent kidnapped bystander that she is. And then decides to help him out. And out of nowhere she can fucking fly a plane too. And it's just so happens that he needs a person that can fly a plane.
Well, yeah. That's great.
I can fly a plane.
So fucking good.
It's a fun one. Definitely a fucking fun one.
There we go. We're off to a good start. Chuck Nasty, what's your number three?
Because I've been sitting here wrestling with this because I'm tossing up, but I think this is what I'm going to go with on my number three on this one. Red Heat.
Nice.
With Belushi. I've always loved this movie. I haven't watched it in a couple of years, which I'm actually like really thinking about watching it later. But I always loved this. I love the Belushis. And as a kid, I loved movies like Lethal Weapon, and then I'm drawing blanks on some of the other ones, like the buddy, the team, fucking action movies and shit. And this one was just great because it was Arnold being an uber serious Russian, and Belushi being a like cop that really doesn't have much care in the world about anything, and they're both trying to like find this, like, I think it's like a Russian mob boss or some shit. We'll just say, here we go. In case anybody has not seen this movie, let me just go ahead. A fearless but undisciplined cop, Chicago's worst. One has his own kind of style, and one has no style at all. They're a pair of mismatched cops hot on the trail of Russia's deadliest drug smuggler. Throughout the mean streets of Chicago, a nonstop action adventure packed with humor and thrills. With this much friction, there's got to be heat, red heat. That is such an 80s fucking, like, plot on the back there. But, then, and we can't forget now, when I first watched this movie, the one thing that really just, like, from the beginning of the movie, you're kind of like, what the fuck? And Arnold is fighting naked in the snow. That's the first fucking thing you see is him kicking a bunch of guys' ass while he's naked. And you know what? Why does he have to be naked in fucking like half his fucking movies? I'm thinking about. I mean, I guess if I was Bill White,
always said the same thing about Gerard Butler.
True, Butler. You said butt. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, it's a funny ass movie. It's got some killer like action scenes in it. Overly, the whole overly done kill scenes. You know, somebody gets shot with a small caliber. Like, whoa, right. shit like that. It's I think it's underrated classic in my opinion. And so I think it was a good one to put on as my number three.
Yeah, for some reason that movie just kind of gets overlooked and forgotten about, and I'm not real sure why. I remember going to see it when I was a kid because my dad was a big Arnold fan too.
Yeah.
Who wasn't an Arnold fan?
I know, right? God, I miss movies like that.
Yeah. No, the other thing about it is, I mean, like, the buddy comedy aspect of it, like I said a minute ago, like, it's funny because there's a little quirks in it that, like, Jim, like, Belushi can't stand when it comes to Arnold Schwarzenegger's character. Like, the fact that he dresses like he's in Russia and he's in America. He's, like, in Chicago. And throughout the whole movie, if I remember correctly, like, he's bitching about, like, why you look like that? Or something. I don't know. It's just funny to me. And, like, I think it might have been around the time when Lethal Weapon was getting real popular, maybe when it first came out. I don't know if this is before, because this came out in 88.
So it was after.
It was after. So, yeah, I said that was pretty much what they were trying to go with, a different idea. And it's an interesting one. And Red Heat is such an 80s action movie name. As well, you know, I mean, that actually sounds like a movie that you'd see like on Skinamax. That's what you know what I mean. Like, that's what you when you say Red Heat. You don't think action movie really, unless you're thinking of 80s films.
Especially whenever you read the details and you said friction makes things hot.
Right? Yeah. It's like why do they word shit like this? Don't they realize what they're doing?
Yes. Tune into Red Heat right after an all new episode of Red Shoe Diary.
Or Pacific Blue.
Silk Stockings.
Oh, great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
God. Dating us here.
Right?
But yeah, so that's my favorite.
I had another point about Red Heat, but I lost it.
Oh. Maybe we'll come back to it.
Maybe we'll come back to me during the episode. We're just getting started, so it might come back. I guess we'll move on to number two. Well, my list got shuffled around at the last second, so I'm kind of winging it here. But, hey, it's Arnold movie, so it should be pretty easy, right? So I'll go with Kindergarten Cop. I'm all right with that. The first time Arnold really dove into comedy, and he succeeded.
Yep.
Even though it had some action scenes in it. It was an action.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, it was an action comedy, but more comedy with some of the most classic lines that still to this day get referenced. Makes me wonder if they even know where those lines came from. Everything from "It's not a tumor."
And then there's that one that if it came out now, it would get canceled. And you know it would. Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's "Who's your daddy?" or "It's not a penis, it's a vagina."
No, or it's like "Girls have... Boys okay, have penises, girls okay. have vaginas." Yes, that one. So glad I was the one that said that. It was in the movie.
Well,
in the
I
movie.
Said it too.
Everybody, it's in the movie. In the movie. Okay. Anybody, you know, everybody's pissed off at canceling everything, and you know, fuck off. Movie's funny.
It is. It's a great movie. Are you gonna find it?
I'm looking.
He's on the Arnie soundboard. It's actually called that.
Oh, that's funny. You want me to read the thing for you on the back of the VHS box here?
Actually, please do. This is a good idea. I like
it. All right, cool. Detective John Kimble is a veteran of the mean streets of Los Angeles, ready and able to tackle anything, but to trap an elusive criminal, he is forced to face his most challenging assignment yet, going undercover as a kindergarten teacher. Fucking ridiculous. Now, facing 23 screaming kids, he has to keep them under control without blowing his top and his cover. Once he gains the respect of his class, as well as the affection of the beautiful teacher, played by Penelope Ann Miller, who I always had a crush on, Detective Kimble must prepare for a final confrontation with his prey in this acclaimed film from director Ivan Reitman. I do love this movie, too.
Yeah, I forgot like, Ivan Reitman did that.
Yeah.
It's definitely... there's too many to fucking pick in three. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
There's just too fucking many. He's the man. He's done fucking so much.
Just, what do we get to Van Damme? That's the one I'm, like, struggling with.
We were just talking about that. that too.
Here we go.
But I mean, this was one of the first times. Like, this was before. Wait a second. What are you doing over here?
So weird, just that one.
Who is your daddy?
It doesn't say at all.
And what does he do?
That's
funny. Yeah. I remember this fucking soundboard. Thing. I think But this was one of the first times that an action star was in this kind of role. Like, this is before, like, The Pacifier with Vin Diesel. And, you know, The Rock's been in a few movies with kids. This was, like, the first one that, like, everybody was like, oh, wow. So Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to be in a movie with a bunch of kids? Like, this is kind of a comedy? Like, what the fuck is this? And, I mean, as a kid, I mean, I've always loved this fucking movie. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything. And it's not, I mean, it's not a kid movie. It's rated PG-13.
I always liked the little old lady that was the principal.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, she was great at everything she was in.
Right.
I don't know what her name is, but
she was like doing like the fucking shadow boxing shit while he was beating like dude's ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him.
Yeah. No, see, I remember like the guy that played the main bad dude, the dad of the kid or whatever. There was something about his face just has always annoyed me. He's my boy. He's my son. And then, like, the fucking ferret or whatever fucking bites him, and then Kimball shoots him. Isn't that what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like and then, like, the fucking, his partner and her fucking, you know, getting her ass beat. Yeah, she gets her ass beat by the fucking grandmother of the kid, who's the mother of the bad guy. And they're all going around this. I mean, honestly, there's a whole big school thing, and it's all kind of fucked up if you think about it. But she's walking up there, like, she's getting ready to fucking shoot somebody. An old girl comes over, runs her over, and she's like, yeah, you didn't have your car this time or whatever with you or something. I haven't seen it in forever. But, yeah, it's funny as shit, too. Yeah,
it's weird now, that whole final confrontation, because it takes place in the school.
Yeah.
Would actually be kind of hard to watch now. I don't know.
That wouldn't have went over.
Yeah. Nope. No, there's nothing about that movie that would be. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in it most of these, same way, you know. But yeah, that is kind of the downer about it. It's like back then when you watched that shit, you don't really. It wasn't a thing. It wasn't ever a fucking thing that was really going on. And then, you know, everything that's gone these days is just. It makes the comedy and the coolness of it kind of go out just a little bit, but it's still a good movie, but. I don't know if does that mean it doesn't really hold up then, or does it still hold up?
I mean, the parts that are funny are still funny.
I mean, yeah. Oh god, yeah. It still holds up. It's still fun to watch regardless of the ending. But the bad guys get theirs, so there's that. Always.
Right. Always.
Always.
They always did in the end. There was always a positive message in the end of these movies.
Yeah.
Unlike today.
Yeah.
Where's Dominic?
God, I miss movies like
Stranger! That. Stranger! He catches the fucking, like, middle school kids making out or whatever. The fucking, like...
That was
Ivan. What are you doing? Get out of here! The school's on fire! Sorry.
I was making out with that girl. I do remember that.
Yeah. You know, they almost get shot.
Weird. Oh, wow. That kind of bummed me out a little bit.
Damn.
You're up, sir.
Yes, number two. Make it better, Jay.
Mine's definitely Last Action Hero.
So is mine.
That movie from the beginning to the end is just complete, utter, over-the-top fucking nonsense.
Like, I almost said great. That one, too. Like, I feel like that movie doesn't get enough love.
It doesn't, I don't think, either. Like, that movie's
just starting to.
And then, just the fact that, like, the kid, like, I mean, who the fuck has a ticket that takes you into the movie? That'd be dope. I gotta find that shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he goes in there, and then, like, he's just hanging out with fucking with Jack Slater.
Yeah, yeah.
Car chase. Then the opening scene of that movie, too, is Megadeth. Whenever he actually goes... He goes to the theater, the movie comes on, and the fucking Symphony of Destruction.
It was Angry Again. Angry again, angry.
I don't think that, are you sure?
Yeah. Those are my favorite soundtracks of all time. That's the thing I heard about Megadeth. Oh, dude, yeah. Alice in Chains. They got two songs on there. Who else? Cypress Hill's on there. Fucking Cock the Hammer. AC/DC. Big Gun. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was number one. That was like the main song of the summer that year.
Yeah.
Like, it was on MTV every fucking time you turned that shit on. That was like the video God, from the movie. The
Sorry.
And then fucking Charles Dance.
Daniel, great. Daniel, what's up? Daniel's in the chat.
Daniel.
Do I not know? Hello? Is this somebody I know or no?
Oh. Oh.
I can't see the chat, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We should
put hello to whoever's watching.
I think it looked better the other way.
That's
weird with Arnold sitting there smoking a cigar.
That was bad placement. Sorry. Actually, let's see that one more time.
It's like he's doing a Sears.
Who is your dad here? What does he do?
But Last Action Hero, I think it timing was bad because I think it went up against Jurassic Park and it just got destroyed.
Yeah, that could be a bad thing.
And there was something I read before, like the original script had the guy that the old man in the theater, the projectionist, was really the devil.
Oh, wow. I'm glad they took that out.
Yeah, and he disguised himself as the old man and gave him the golden ticket, and it was supposed to be rated R.
And that would have
been PG-13.
That would have been stupid. I'm glad they decided to take that out.
I think McTiernan did that movie, too. I think John McTiernan did that movie. And he was pushing for more violence, but the studio wanted PG-13, so a bunch of stuff got cut out.
So then they had an animated cat cop.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That saves the day.
Dude, with that movie and that concept, they knew that they were able to fucking be as dumb as possible. Like just outlandish stuff. I mean, it was great because you got to see everything. Like where you see the poster of Terminator 2 with Sylvester Stallone's face and all that kind of shit. Like that's, I don't know. That's just, you know, like
it's funny because like you know it's a movie. Like they're making fun of the fact that you know it's a movie, so they can push the fucking bar to whatever kind of dumb shit they want to do.
The Ripper. I said it's
like Scream for action movies.
Yeah. The Ripper, is that what his name was? The man. Yeah, he always creeped me out. I always thought that guy's played so many different characters. He was Frankie in Monster Squad.
Yeah,
he's been in tons of movies, but he was great in this role as this fucking psychotic, you know, like I don't know, he was a good bad guy, really good villain. But he's also in House of the Devil, which is a really good fucking movie. The soundtrack was awesome. The scenes were like, the villain, like the main villain in that fucking, like besides, you know, like the other main villain, because there's a lot of villains in this fucking movie. But
Charles Dance, great Charles Dance.
Is that his name? I didn't know his name. The guy with the eye.
Yeah.
I just killed a man, and I did it on purpose. Shut up!
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
He walks around, the guy like shoots somebody twice, and he walks around the corner, and they're like, take his shoes. And he's like, shoes? So confused.
Yeah, I don't think anybody got the joke, or got that it was a joke. Because it came out right after another certain movie that I'm sure is on everybody's list. So I don't know, because I remember Burger King had this great big huge promotion when the movie came out. They had like Last Action Hero cups and all that, and they pulled them almost immediately after the movie didn't do well. After like 2 weeks, they pulled everything.
I do remember that shit though.
I know.
That's funny.
Like so, it bombed at the box office, but I think
it's a great movie, man.
I think it was.
It's so good. The fact that, like, the idea of what happens if your favorite character comes out. How is he going to be? And it kind of shows you don't always want to meet your idols. You know, because he's not wanting to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. He wants to meet Jack Slater. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's what he he keeps trying to keep, you know, he's trying to prove to him, oh, this is all a movie. Like, you don't actually walk. Girls don't look like that. What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And he puts, like, he's like, you're in this movie. He's like, so what's she like? Did a very good job. Like, or whatever the fuck he says about it or whatever. But one scene that, like, when he's, well, there's a couple of scenes. Well, there's a lot of scenes. But when Jack Slater is in, like, you know, the real world, and he shoots at the car and it doesn't explode, and he's just like, what the? As I'm telling you, it's not like in the movies. And then he turns around and he goes, oh, shit. Rubber baby bunny bunkers. Ha! You didn't know I was going to say that, did you? Like, I don't know. Just, it's a good concept of what happens when your characters, like, you go into their world and they come into yours. And it's like, you don't think about what happens if the really bad dudes come into it. Because I always liked Charles Dance he does a great job in that. When I saw Alien 3, that's what made me think of that. I was like, oh, shit, that's the guy from,
Where he first comes out and he punches the car window, and then, like, they start driving away, and he's like, that hurts.
Yeah.
And another great scene that you made me think about this, because I don't know if I knew this when the movie came out, but he talks about the 555 numbers, how everybody has a 555 number because they aren't real numbers.
Yeah.
And like you said, with the Stallone being on the cover of Terminator 2, he's like, it is the greatest action star that ever lived. And
yeah. All this. Yeah.
It's like such a great idea.
It is. It's so good. And also, like, you kind of, like, when the kid's doing shit to help out, and you're like, yeah, you know, like, or when he's trying to be, like, a tough ass, but he's not doing too good about it. Like, he has the whole crush on Slater's daughter, and they get, like, held up, all that shit or whatever. But there's, like, okay, the funny scene when Arnold Switch or the Jack Slater's ex-wife calls, and he just puts it on the, yes, uh-huh, he just puts it on the... But like he, what was it? When he found that, like, there's a point where he beats the shit out of a guy, and he's like, "That's for my cousin," and this is da da da. And he's like, and he slaps the guy's hand. And he goes, "And that's for my ex-wife." Just smacks. I don't know. Just a little show like that makes me crack up. That movie is so good. I thought I had I used to have it on VHS, but my dumb ass a long time ago got rid of a bunch. I'm pretty sure that was one. I was going through trying to file my sports.
That's a gem.
I don't know. I don't know why. It's got to be right here somewhere. It is. It's a good one.
Yeah. Richard said the Last Action Hero soundtrack is amazing.
Yes, it is.
That, I mean, dude, it's Last Action Hero and The Crow. When I started getting into listening to rock music, those were the two soundtracks. And I listened to them all the fucking time. Yeah. I mean, I've still got my Last Action. I should have got that out. I've got my Last Action Hero cassette, actually, so I've still got the fucking thing.
You're going way back.
Oh, yeah, man. What, hey, cassettes, cassette? VHSs.
What is a cassette?
I was loyal to cassettes for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hell, I still
got a bag of mine from high school.
I've got Ride the Lightning on fucking cassette in there. Metallica. Fucking, my band, we put out our first release was a cassette. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, our first two releases were cassettes. Yeah, no CDs. Yeah. Cassettes. Because I'm old.
That's funny, too, like in Last Action Hero, because whenever they're in that car chase and, like, the song actually ends, like, Arnold switches 8 tracks and then he fucking puts in the next song during the other car chase, like the continuation of the car chase. Once they fucking blow up the one ice cream truck, and then the ice cream cone stabs the dude in the back of the head and kills him.
Always a favorite kill.
Yeah.
Which, wasn't that guy that was also in Die Hard? And like,
he's in everything, man. He's just one of the evil henchmen, like, in every movie.
Yep. I'm sure that's why they cast him, too.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
An ice cream cone to the head.
Like, not... It says that that's one of those things where it's like, not every... Like, actors that, like, you know in movies, but you don't know their names half the time or whatever. You see them all the time. It's like, not everybody can be as lucky as Danny Trejo. Right. Danny Trejo was that guy, and everybody, like, and he's fucking
it's
up here.
It's because
everybody.
Of that tattoo on his chest.
Right? Everybody remembers that shit.
I'm sure he probably hated it at one time that it was always there, but, I mean.
It's a tattoo of his wife. That's one of his most favorite tattoos. I read a whole interview with him. I think it was in Playboy, actually, was talking about it.
No doubt. He's always one of my favorites.
Hell yeah. But yeah, Last Action Hero was my number two also, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, and that was definitely my number two. I was wrestling with number three and number one.
Like, there's so many different good Arnold movies, but, like, that movie, I can pretty much fucking put it on at any time and watch it from beginning to end. Like,
mm-hmm.
like it's not one of those movies you get tired of.
Nah, dude. It's
whenever
it's,
they fucking, like, the kid's trying to have the chicken chase with the fucking bad guys, and then he's like, this is an action movie. This has to work. And he's like, I'm comic relief. And he fucking does the E.T. fucking jump and land on the roof. Like, that shit cracked me up. And then once they get out to the real world, like, then he realizes that Arnold ain't really Jack Slater anymore. Jack Slater's just a human. And they meet his mom, which was the chick from Karate Kid.
Yep. And a bunch of other movies. She's another one of those
actors. She's in everything. And then fucking Arnold comes around the corner and he's like, hi, I'm Arnold Braunschweiger.
And then she had, like, he's all hitting on the mom and everything. It's fucking hilarious. And the ending of that movie is so epic, in a way. It's the perfect ending for that movie. You know, on top of the fucking Branny roof, just like the, you know, Jack Slater's son was taken from
Jack
him.
Slater 3.
Yeah. And I couldn't even remember that shit. But that whole ending, you know, it's like, I don't know. Was it the ending or towards the beginning of when his son died? When he's like, all right, throw your gun down, Jack. Beginning. Okay, yeah, and then that scene where he's like, throw your gun down, Jack. And he throws it down, and he's like, come on, I know there's more. And he just keeps on taking him out, just pulling it. He's like, are you done? Like,
yeah.
It's such a good movie. And then also, there's other action stars that are in that movie. And when that movie came out, and like you see Van Damme, and he's being interviewed because they're at the whole red carpet thing, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger's actually there too, and he's like, oh, you're doing so good with the makeup these days, and he's like, you know, I hate you, get away from me, or whatever the fuck he says to him, make him go away or some shit. I don't know, I can't remember, but that there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I guess they could get a bigger audience with PG-13.
Well, Chuck has no idea what you're talking about.
Richard says, I couldn't watch R when I was a kid. He appreciated PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to the chat being over here.
That's why I said we got to switch it up next time, or this time, for now.
I mean, if you want to go ahead, I mean, it's just going to be more. Just go ahead. you know what? You know, it's just funny. It's just a good thing he's got his shirt on. If it was the Conan side, that would be, you know.
Your head's on his nipple.
Lord have mercy on our souls.
I always like when the fucking like Grim Reaper comes walking out of the fucking movie theater and everybody in the fucking theater freaks the fuck out. Then he walks by that fucking cop and he fucking touches him and he dies.
We actually, if I remember correctly, the movie that's from, we've actually been using a monologue from that movie that's supposed to be from. I'm pretty sure one of our songs that we've been doing live. We've been adding this whole speech.
I always wondered where that was from, but I never actually knew.
I can't remember why. It's not Dance with Death. I'm drawing a blank on it right now. But yeah, it's not your time, or it's not, you know, it's just a flesh wound. It's just a flesh wound. Then they get it, they had to give it to the other side or whatever the fuck, you know. There's so many, let's move on. There's too many other things
to talk about. Kind of joke. That's better.
That's weird. Now we're set. Such a big screen now.
Can you see the chat now?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just a test. I couldn't think of what else to say. Well, now that everybody's here and we got this figured out, let's move on to our number one picks.
Number one.
Number one. I went with Terminator 2. Da-da, I just watched it again the other day. My God, that's a good movie. God, I wish they would have stopped there.
Yeah.
Instead of brutalizing this whole franchise with these horrible movies. See, I can't even fucking talk.
Come with me if you want to live.
But yes, such a great good soundtrack. Yes. I love that Guns N' Roses song when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Would you like me to read the VHS box?
Oh, well, that's right. Yes, please.
Because I can read this one a little bit, too. Oh, Jesus. Okay. He said he'd be back. Arnold Schwarzenegger returns of the Terminator's explosive action adventure spectacle. His mission to protect John Connor, the boy destined to lead the freedom fighters of the future. His opponent, the T-1000, the most lethal machine ever created, sent back through time to kill young John. His ally, Sarah Connor. John's mother, Linda Hamilton, co-stars, reprising her role as the quintessential survivor, a woman warrior whose warnings go unheeded by a world careening toward a nuclear holocaust she knows is inevitable. Yeah.
She was badass in that, too.
Yes. Yes. That's how you write a strong female character.
Oh, dude, Sarah, yes. Bob. I mean, I always wanted the crossover of Alien and Terminator, and just so they could have Sarah Connor and Ripley be in it together. Like, that would have been awesome. Do what?
They would have had to have gotten to a fight when they first met.
Oh, have to. Yeah, definitely.
That would have been
awesome. Or just bitch each other the whole time.
Because neither one takes any shit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's such a good fucking movie. I actually saw Terminator 2 before I saw the Terminator.
So did I.
Yeah. It was fucking everywhere. Terminator 2, the video game for Nintendo, it's one of my favorite games. You were Terminator. You were this big. Like, and it was so ridiculous. But and it was so hard, too. I could not get past. There's a part where in Terminator 2 where, you know, where John Connor is on the motorcycle and T-1000's in the big fucking truck. Well, there's a part in the video game where you have to get away from this truck. And you're... You're Arnold, and you've got him I think you're trying to get him away from John Connor so he doesn't get run over or something. It's been years to play this game, and you couldn't do it. You had to keep turning back and shooting at him, and sometimes he'd back off. Then immediately he'd like run you over. Fucking pissed me off, man. Game made me mad, and I also had Terminator 2 for Game Gear, also, which that one was funner, better, whatever. Yeah, but. Yeah.
I remember the gun game. That was a lot of fun, but that was a quarter hog. That game was freaking impossible.
Yeah, that was the Terminator 2 one for Game Gear, but you didn't have a gun. You just had to use the
that's a buttons.
It was kind of a bummer, actually. It was kind of hard to get over to the shit, you know. But whatever.
Because there was another part similar to that when you're actually in Judgment Day still. When you start the game, and there's a part where John is in one of those jeeps firing at one of the big spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
Not spaceship, but the...
Right, yeah. The helicopter aircraft. Things, whatever. Yeah.
And you have to shoot that down without the aircraft killing John and you not shooting John neither.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Spent like $20 and quarters on that damn game.
Yep. Hell yeah. I miss those days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, definitely, again, the end of the old guard, because I think Terminator 2 was the last big summer action movie.
Oh, dude, it was everywhere.
Before, because after that, Last Action Hero and True Lies came out, and a lot more comedy got thrown in. They were a lot more self-aware after that, kind of like Skynet.
Hey.
And T2 didn't need a sequel. The story was told. It just should have been left the hell alone.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Can we never do that as a franchise on here? Because I'm not sitting through that shit.
Oh, no.
Old Robert Patrick.
Especially, like, the only one I give credit to would maybe be Salvation, because at least it had the balls to do something different.
Right.
But, like, Terminator 3 was fucking horrible.
That's the one with Christian Bale, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was Rise of the Machines.
Part 3 was Rise of the Machines. Salvation was the one with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Was that what you meant?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't even watched.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they've come out with so many fucking Terminator movies. The only ones that they need to be worried about is the first two. But this one, I mean, dude, this movie is like, it's gold. It's fucking gold. It was when Arnold was still pumping out the one-liners, like, and he was still kicking a lot of ass. This is one of those movies you can watch pretty much any time and be okay with it. It's fun as shit.
Still to this day, and even the special effects hold up. Still. This movie came out in 1991.
Yeah.
It all still holds up.
God,
I miss movies like this.
I always thought it was kind of cool they used, you know, Robert Patrick as the T-1000 because he wasn't, you know, he wasn't he's this big, giant, you know, guy like Arnold. But it shows how badass he can be because I think he's awesome. You know, he's cool as fuck. He gets a pass, even though that his brother is in that stupid fucking band Filter because they were good at one time. And they suck, but whatever. But no, he's a great actor, and of course that's how we all fucking really kind of found out about him. But him as the T-1000 was fucking great.
Reprised his role as the T-2000 as fucking Wayne's World.
And Last Action
Have you seen this boy?
Yeah.
Did he in Last Action Hero?
Yeah, he was walking out of the police station whenever they were
walking. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot he's. Yeah. I always wanted to run like him when I was younger. And I tried.
Straight up in the air.
Hey, I always thought that was how he got. When I was younger, I just thought that's how you ran faster. So I would automatically run like that and look like an idiot.
Yep. See, that always reminds me, too, of that. What was that fucking shit with Ben Stiller, the Night Watch or whatever the fuck? Mm-hmm. Whenever he's running across the football field catching an alien.
Night Watchman or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. And then fucking Vince Vaughn's like, did you see him with the arms pumping?
I mean, when that movie came out, though, I was maybe 9. Maybe something around there. And all my cousins were allowed to fucking watch it, but I wasn't. And it was like, it was the Entertainment Tonight. It was on TV when I was visiting my relatives in Texas. I remember it was all over the place. I wanted to fucking see this movie so damn bad. And I remember when I finally got to see it. Damn, I was the happiest motherfucker. I swear, dude. I was at a friend's house and he had it. And I was like, all right, it's on. And then I figured out the Terminator 2, there has to be a Terminator 1. I had to go watch that shit, which we'll get to that. But, yeah. I fucking love this movie. I do how he turns, you know, the T-1000, dude, like, he's probably one of, like, the best villains, you know? Because, he's got that whole, you know, like when he kills the foster parents or the whatever the fuck they are. That whole scene's pretty, that's a very memorable scene. I would get that tattooed on my arm. With him just like the shit to the guy's face with the milk carton. Remember, and he takes it out.
Yeah, Richard said he likes that scene too.
That's one of my favorites. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When he kills the fucking guard with his finger, that guy's actually a twin in real life, so that worked out great for him. When Terminator goes to get Sarah Connor out of the mental institution, that whole scene is fucking gold. Yeah. Everything about that scene is fucking awesome because she sees him, freaks the fuck out. You got that one guard chick who you just want to, like, you know what he does, just pushes her down the hallway. She comes over and punches, like, breaks his glasses or whatever, and he just goes, poof, and just, like, flings her. You really see how badass Sarah Connor became, and from every part you see in her, like that's you see it. But this is where you know she's a tough ass. But then you realize, oh shit, there's a Terminator. He tried to kill me last time, and the moment where he's like, "Come with me if you want to live," and then fucking the whole elevator scene where T-1000's like, and he gets her in the shoulder and all that. Like, oh man, it's so good. So good.
Surprise, the door's open and gets shot in the face.
the special effects. I agree, Dave. That shit's still fucking. It's one of the most amazing movies of all time.
Definitely holds up.
Definitely. It's so fun. Oh, and also, speaking of soundtracks, we can't forget Guns N' Roses is probably one of their best songs they ever did. And the video that came with that. Do you remember that? You Could Be Mine? Mm-hmm. And then in the video, you've got Arnold, you know, walking around with the gun and shit or whatever. Well, actually, I think that one, I think they used, what was it? Because then he come walking out, and he's got the, like, he has the Guns N' Roses thing. He pulls it out of the thing like he does in the movie. He comes walking into the crowd full of, like, people or whatever, the music video thing. Because he also did something similar for Big Gun, for Last Action Hero. But he was dressed like Angus Young in that one. But, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
But I definitely remember the Guns N' Roses video. And at the end, he runs into him in the back, and he decides it's a waste of ammo and walks away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, he did, yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole mall scene, too, in that movie. Like, the whole John Connor thing, too. We can't forget about that. We talked about Edward Furlong, who pretty much was starting to dominate certain movies. I mean, he was in a lot of movies.
For about 6 years.
Yeah. I mean, Terminator 2, Pet Sematary 2, those were two movies that he hit, you know, and then The Short Rock City, Brain Scan. I mean, come on, like, good fucking movies. But when I wanted to be John Connor when I was younger. I was like, dude, this kid's a badass. He's, like, stealing money out of the fucking, like, machine, like, out of the ATMs.
That is a dope little look up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, I still don't know what the fuck he had, but it wouldn't matter anyway.
I mean, it was some movie shit.
Easy money.
Yeah, which, of course, we can't forget about Budnick, the redheaded friend of his.
Salute your shorts.
Salute your shorts. Get it right or pay the price. He plays the same kind of guy that he did in that, you know, for the brief moment that he's in it, you know. Hey, man, I think I saw that kid you were looking for, and he pushes him out of the way.
And that was the last time you saw him.
Yep.
He gone. And then fucking whenever Robert Patrick steals the fucking big semi and jumps it off the fucking bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first time he actually melts and you realize you can't kill this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm. Like, that scene, dude, I mean, Arnold's, you know, he's on the fucking motorcycle. He's coming around trying to, like, find him, and he just jumps off that thing, and then he just grabs him, puts him on as his motorcycle gets fucking eaten up as he's getting lifted off of it. Everything about that's so fucking epic. And even, dude, I gotta say, okay, going back to Arnold being fucking naked in this goddamn movies, the beginning of this movie, which, of course, you saw it also in the first one, but in the beginning of this movie has one of the coolest fucking how do you get your shit scenes I've ever seen in my life. I mean, fuck around and find out. I think not. A little bit more brutal. But, you know, he shows up. He's fucking butt-ass naked. He's walking into this old biker bar, and all these guys, like, all these people, are like, and then that one waitress goes, "What? Oh." And then, like, he gets that one guy where he ends up getting all, he just looks at him, and you're seeing his vision, and he's got all these, like, you know, stats and all that shit. Up. And he's like, "Your clothes, give them to me." And then the guy's like, "Oh, you didn't say please." But he just fucking kicks the shit out of everybody. Once again, naked. seems to be a pattern, Arnold. Again, if I looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I would walk around half naked, too. So, yeah. Whatever. You got it, flaunt it, right? None of us know about it. Anyway. But it's the way he does that shit. Like, he just, you know, and of course, you gotta get with the soundtrack, George Thorogood, you know, the famous Bad to the Bone, which on your promo video, who was that? Was that you? Who was that?
That was Chad. You didn't recognize him because he had hair.
I was like, whose goatee is that? That's got to be Chad, but it wasn't, I don't know, it was weird. But it was funny. I like the other one you did where I guess it's you or whatever in the fucking...
He's in the hot tub.
That's funny. But, in the hot tub. But that's when that's when you kind of like, you get kind of, all right, I see this is going to go. This movie's going to be this fucking giant robot trying to be a good guy. You know, and not knowing how to really do it. Which then, I mean, he does learn from Edward Furlong, which, of course, you have the
ending.
I was
going to say, I like that scene in, like, Behind the Alley or whatever, whenever he's kind of, like, realizing that he's in charge of this fucking thing. And he's, like, telling him to stand on one leg and bark. And then those two muscle-bound dudes come walking around the corner and he beats the shit out of them.
Hey, yo, dipshit. You calling a dipshit? Get the fuck out of here. Whatever the fuck it goes on in that. Yeah.
And they call his parents' house, and he's like, what's your dog's name? He's like, oh, Wolfie. He's like, your mother and father are dead.
Yeah.
He just hangs up the phone.
Which, the one that the woman, well, both the both parents, the foster parents and that, they've been in a bunch of shit, too.
That was Vasquez.
The chick?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you notice that a lot of the, James Cameron? Mm-hmm. Like, you notice a lot of his movies, his action movies, a lot of the same people. But yeah, her, and then the husband has been in a lot of things, but most notably that I could think of that just comes to mind is Candyman. He was the shitty fucking husband. That says... says her name three times, and he gets his at the end. Asshole. I don't know. The casting, everything is just fucking great in this fucking movie. But there's some just great scenes that they're so fucking just memorable. I mean, the ending, the whole ending scene is just so fucking just so many emotions in that, and that last 15 minutes of that movie, okay?
Like, you've got your, like... Like, the scene before that, too. Like, whenever they go into, like, the fucking lab place and have that big shootout.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah.
The arm and the chip.
Yeah, you never forget what's his name. I mean, it was, you knew, like, you're like, oh, shit, you know. Oh, and the fucking machine gun, the mini gun. Oh, my God. God, we have to have an Arnold Schwarzenegger night. Fuck. Like, I should have already done it, but I feel like I'm going to have to now. There's just so many great fucking shit. Like, goddamn.
It's Arnold night.
Yeah. He's got so many fucking good movies.
And, you know, with Linda Hamilton, she played crazy really well. Yeah. Because, like, how would one handle having that kind of information? Not only do you know what's going to happen, but nobody believes you. And not only does nobody believe you, but they lock you up.
Kind of poses an interesting question, doesn't it? How many people are locked up that actually know shit that nobody's listening, you know?
Scary.
Yeah. I mean, I
his character in The Rock.
Welcome to The Rock. Mac. Screw you, Trebek. But yeah, no, that's a good point, though. It's like, what would you do? Oh, and also the fucking... My son's never seen the Terminator movies. I was trying to get him to want to watch some Terminator with me. Of course, certain scenes I'd cut out, whatever, you know. But I fucked up, and I was watching something, and it showed the nightmare she has, and that turned him off really fucking quick. I couldn't get the channel changed quick enough, you know, where she's, like, at the park.
Yeah.
You know, she has this whole scene, the park, and everybody's, all these kids are happy, whatever, and she just... You know, that whole thing, and all of a sudden just, I mean, that's such a fucking gripping scene. I mean, everybody just, flame comes by, and everybody, you watch this, like, she just becomes bone, gripping, and it's just, oh, so fucking brutal. So fucking brutal. And, of course, you can't forget about at the end. He's got his thumb up, you know? Oh, yeah. Why do you cry? I know now why you cry.
Uncle Bob. The
fuck's Uncle Bob? Such a good
fucking... My number two is a little different. I go number with one. Number one. It's Twins.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's definitely one of my favorite Arnold movies ever. I can watch that shit any time of day and laugh just as hard as I did every other time before that.
I'm laughing just thinking about it.
Yeah, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
you can't beat it. Like, they're twin brothers made out of a sperm milkshake.
He tries to put on the shirt, and he's like, okay, well. And the whole thing is, like, Danny DeVito just plays a great scumbag.
He does.
Like, even when he's not a bad guy, he's a scumbag in this fucking movie. Well, he's like, well, how much money? how much is the money he's supposed to be? He's like, $50 million. And he's just like, yeah, I've got to go back. I haven't seen that movie in fucking years, man.
Yeah, that's right. Because, yeah, he thought he meant 5,000. He thought he meant 5,000 at first. And then when he comes out and says, if you can do better than $5 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he can barely talk.
I'll see you in Houston.
And that's there. And that also had a lot of big names. McLean brothers. The what?
The McLean brothers. They got the wrath of all of Arnold's crisis situations.
Yeah.
The first row in the crisis situation. I definitely got to go back and watch.
I have
Twins.
No respect for those who have no respect for logic.
Then he fucking launches them into the elevator.
And wasn't
he first gets to the States too? He's walking by and sees a fucking Rambo poster, and he's looking at it and he's like,
"Yeah, yeah." Oh man, because there was always this like friendly little competition with those two. Because those are the two biggest action stars, you know, at the same time.
That's why it was kind of funny seeing them two, like, play off each other, too, like that, even though they were never in any movies except for the terrible Expendables series.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna bring that up. No. But, yeah. You know, it would have been really cool, but they didn't need to make, what, three of them?
Yeah.
Like, no. Wow.
Going on four.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
That's horrible. Wow.
Back to Twins, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like,
yeah,
whenever
yeah.
Arnold's tracking him down and he goes to, like, the Christian school, and then he's like, I bet this was his bed. And she's like, yeah, well, how do you know? He's like, it's the quickest one to the fire alarm. And she's like, there was only one fire here, and it was caused by Vincent.
Yeah. Yeah. He's hoping his brother is, like, this, like, great dude, whatever. He's funny. He's just an asshole.
Whenever he gets to the fucking police station, and he's waiting for talk to him or whatever. And then he sees, like, the big muscular dude come walking out, and he's like, oh, there he is. And he looks back down, and he's like, Vincent Benedict, please.
You know, I wondered if anybody was going to pick Junior.
I was going to make a joke about it, but that movie's so bad.
Old Junior.
Oh, God.
Them two being reunited was a disaster.
Yeah, yeah, Danny DeVito wasn't that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was the
God.
One giving all the shots.
I saw that movie once, and I hate to admit where I saw it. I saw it in the drive-in. It was a double feature. And I don't remember what the first movie was, but God, that was horrible.
It's all right. So I paid to see it, too.
Oh, God. Well, I was with
HBO when it came on cable.
I do remember what else was playing. It was The Rock. Because it was my rest in peace, my one of my best friends, Eddie Newton, and his mom, rest in peace, Benny. And we were just bored, so we were like, oh, let's go to the drive-in. And they were talking about The Rock, and they kept thinking it was Richard Gere that was in it. Oh, that Richard Gere movie? Well, I was like, it's not Richard Gere. It's Sean fucking Connery. So it's not an officer, gentleman, and his hamster, okay?
I'm only bothering your Humvee.
Yeah, we went and saw that, and Junior was playing second. And I guess we stayed for the whole movie. But yeah, God. Yeah, but anyway, Twins was a great movie. Let's go back to that.
There's so many good parts in that movie. Like, that's what I mean. Like, you can watch it 1,000 times and it's still the same. Like, whenever he, like, learns how to drive and he's reading the fucking owner's manual, and then they fucking steal the car, and then next thing you know, he's driving on two wheels.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That was the whole fucking thing in the movie. Isn't that just how he drives so the whole thing is on two wheels?
He ends up hitting a curb whenever they pull into the grocery store, and it pops this car up sideways, and he's just like, okay, holding on and trying to drive at the same time. Then he actually falls into the parking spot, and he's like, did you see me on the two wheels? I can teach you that.
Man, I haven't seen that fucking movie. I hate to say it. I'm going to have that's if I'm going to watch one, then I'm going to find that.
So good.
It is. I haven't seen that movie since I was probably 11, maybe a little younger. Like, when did that come out?
88.
Yeah.
88, so I was Okay.
Do I
then?
I don't know.
I guess I was 88 myself, so.
It's probably.
It was around there. So I was probably about 6, 7, like when it came out. So I'd say I was probably about 8 or 9 when I last watched that movie. Because that's one of those movies that, like,
me and Dave watch it a good bit, actually. Like,
I like that. I just watch all the time.
More than I should.
No, I don't think so.
I feel bad that I fucking forgot about that fucking movie, actually. Just because
then Mike has to bring up the twin sequel triplets with Tracy Morgan.
They were talking about doing a sequel to that movie for a long, 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 I think a couple decades.
Yeah, I do remember hearing about that.
I don't know now. I don't know.
It could be the same kind of stuff going on.
Well, they were going to do a remake of Kindergarten Cop with The Rock. So, I'm glad. I don't think that's a thing now.
I hope not. Ivan Reitman's passed away. Kelly Preston's passed away. It's kind of...
Yeah.
Like, is it in production now? Have they started shooting? I don't know. I hope.
But all I'm going to see is Julius and Frank now. I'm not going to see Danny DeVito. I'm going to see him as Frank Reynolds.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
He's Frank Reynolds now. Because, I mean, that's almost the
same thing he
played in Twins, if you think about it. Just didn't give a fuck. Did whatever he wanted.
Yeah. Danny DeVito's awesome. I love Danny DeVito.
Yes.
Like, how can you not? Everything he's in, he's pretty. I mean, fuck, dude. Honestly, think about it. That's actually kind of crazy thinking about it. But if you think about how many Batman villains have played in movies, like the actors have played in movies together, that's something I just kind of thought about. Because Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer were in Wolf. Danny DeVito and Arnold have played in a couple movies together.
And Arnold, of course.
Huh?
Arnold.
Yeah.
He said Arnold.
So I'm saying. Arnold and Danny DeVito were in the movies and shit. But yeah, like, that's just kind of funny. But, yeah. I was going to say something else, too. I don't remember. Somebody say something?
Cobblepot.
There we go.
He was a great penguin, by the way.
Yeah, no, he really was. That's what. Yeah, he was. He was a very amazing fucking version of the Penguin. Tim Burton. I mean, he was good with that shit.
The dude that was the bad guy in Twins was actually fucking Quato.
Oh yeah, in Total Recall.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Oh, that's another good fucking movie. God damn.
That's why, like, every time I think I got my 3, I'm like, oh, shit,
yeah. Like, fuck,
I haven't seen the Conan movies in so long. That's the only reason I didn't pick them.
See, I really wanted to think Red Sonja.
Same.
I always liked that movie.
Oh, shit, yeah, Red Sonja. These would have been my list. I always love these movies, but I have not seen them in ages. And I just rebought these on VHS for $10. In a double pack at a fucking Peddler's Mall about 6 months ago.
Running Man was almost my number 3.
I'm not a fan of that movie. I'm not, but whatever.
Is your number 1 Raw Deal?
Oh. Raw Deal. Which one was that one?
That was what fucking. Who was in that one? Arnold and. Who else was in that?
I remember Raw Deal, but I don't remember the movie.
I remember the movie. I'm drawing a blank. I'm fucking all over the place.
I can picture the cover of it in my head.
I think it was just him.
Yeah, because he's got his hair slipped back or something on the cover of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I know I've seen that movie, but I can't remember a damn thing about it.
Yeah, it's the one where he goes against the mafia. He's the FBI guy.
Okay. I have to go back and revisit that
one. Yeah, I don't remember that one much.
Well,
I wouldn't mind seeing this new Twins if they do it, because I think it'd be kind of funny. I mean, I know they're going to ruin it, so if I just watch it with that mentality, I think it'd be fun.
Don't you know the movie's going to suck? Yeah, I'm already prepared for it, but it could be bad enough to like.
Well, now we get to hear your number one, sir.
My number one is, this has been a tough one. But this one, I don't actually have the VHS for anymore. I don't know what happened to my copy of it, but
Batman and Robin.
No. The original Terminator. I love that fucking movie. It was a toss-up between Terminator 2 and Terminator, but the Terminator for me, I like the aspect of he's bad. I think it was done great. I mean, the idea that this guy comes back from the future to warn her about this, that, and the other, and then here's Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has no care for life whatsoever, and the scene where he goes and gets his guns and shit, like, which Bill Paxton's in this one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that how he gets his outfit?
Yeah.
Or he gets a jacket or whatever.
It wasn't from him. It was from the taller guy.
Yeah, it was the other guy.
Okay. But yeah, he was one of the punks, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But when he goes into the gun shop and the guy, like, he's like showing him all the guns, all the shit, and the guy's like, hey, you can't do that. He starts loading it up. He's like, wrong or whatever the fuck. But what I've seen that always as a kid, it's so ridiculous a juvenile, but when he's going through, like, he's in the hotel and he's looking at stuff or whatever, he's trying to find where Sarah Connor lives, and he starts going through cuss words in his head when the guy's beating on the door, and he's like, it's like matching or like mixed match or whatever, and he's like, fuck you, asshole. You know, like, as a kid, I just always thought that was hilarious. But this movie is a sci-fi horror movie in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator 2 ended up being like, you know, action-packed, you know, thriller if you want to, but it's more of an action, sci-fi action movie. But this one, where he plays such a brutal character, and, you know, he's chasing after people, like, it's, I don't know, and that last, you know, the last scene where he's no longer flesh, it is all skeleton.
He's still trying to kick some ass.
He's still trying to get it. And when he's going through the whole, you know, the part where he's coming through, he's like, that part's fucking creepy, because it doesn't matter. You know what the outcome is of that movie. But every time I watch it, I'm like, come on, you know, it's just like you have that feeling to it. You know, it's just so fucking creepy. Like it's a brutal fucking movie, honestly, if you think about it. You know, he gets that poor woman's, he gets her confused because she has the same name of Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor, you know, like, it's a good thing he actually probably got to her, or there'd be a lot of more innocent people dead. But, you know.
Yeah, I think it was only three in the phone book, right?
And all she was going to do was go make that dude a sandwich.
Yeah. You know, what the fuck? But that's also, you also get the different side of Sarah Connor from the deal that, you know, in the second one. You see that she starts out as this nice waitress, you know, kind of chick. Yeah, like she doesn't have a tough bone in her body, and then she ends up through all this shit, you know, gets into it. But, you know, the weird thing about this movie, and there's a lot of weird things about this movie, but not really. I don't think, but the one thing is, like, okay, like the sex scene. He's pretty much, because it's also another person from Aliens, Michael Biehn.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much a nasty homeless guy. That's what he looks like when she meets him. Okay. He didn't shower. There's no way he fucking showered him, and they, like, because I don't think there's a shower or anything involved when they're doing it. Right? I think they just start doing it. That's fucking gross, because I think about that. I mean, that's when John Connor's apparently conceived, but at the same point, though, it's fucking nasty because he hasn't washed in days.
He's got some stinky balls.
Yeah, and she, I'm just, I mean, she's probably sweaty and stinky too. I mean, I'd say the fucking body odor in that room was pretty rank. I'm just saying. That's just my observation there.
And he starts making bombs after that.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, but he probably hasn't showered since Judgment Day.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that he probably doesn't have... He's definitely not wearing Tommy cologne. You know? I'd say that he's probably smelled like a dead homeless man instead of a live one.
He smells like ass.
Smells like a nasty, nasty
Doesn't
ass.
He steal the homeless guy's clothes, too, though?
Yeah, so he actually smells even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's no. Like, get out of there. There wasn't enough time to get in the shower first, you know. But it's also the thing, it was like, how many women would fall for, like, hey, I'm from the future, okay, and you're going to die if you don't come with me. Oh, okay. I mean, it was the 80s, and, you know, every girl that was in a fucking movie then really wasn't that educated. Like, that was, you know, which was the plus thing about the whole thing, because you see how badass she actually becomes. You know, you're seeing a caterpillar turn into a butterfly.
Yes. See, in that movie, I always remembered the scene where he pops his eyeball out.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great scene.
That was good stuff, man.
Yeah. Which, his double in that, I could be wrong about that, but there's another guy that I think was, I don't know if he didn't double for him in this. I know he did in other movies. I'm pretty sure it was this one. But it's the guy from Cobra. The big muscle bound guy who always plays like a
bad guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? He has a very similar facial structure as Arnold White did. Now he doesn't, but I guess he kind of does. He's getting kind of older and frailer. Like, not kept up with himself like Arnold has done his entire life. But I think he was the one that doubled Arnold in the first Terminator movie. And then the scene where he pops the eye, I think
he was one of the punks in the beginning too, wasn't he?
Oh, that's where
That's where he got the jacket from.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Okay. But I think he also doubled him too, though, in the movie. I think. I could be wrong about that. But I know he did, I know he doubled him in one or two of his movies. I'm wanting to say it was this one, but I've been wrong before. I don't like to admit it. But
well, Mike has some fun facts for you.
Mike's dropping mad knowledge.
Arnold almost didn't even do Terminator. He didn't want villain roles and barely had any speaking parts, so he almost passed on it.
Yep.
But what a perfect part for him that really plays to his strengths.
Yeah.
As an actor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and the police thing. That's that station scene's fucking brutal. That was, you know, when he walks in and the whole like, I'll be back. I mean, come on, man. It's a classic scene.
Headlights.
Yeah, and also
it's about to go down.
Going back to Alien and great casting, the legend Lance Henriksen is also in the first Terminator.
Our weekly shout out to Lance Henriksen.
Lance Henriksen, man. Talk about Lance Henriksen every day if we have to. Every episode he will be mentioned, damn it. If we keep talking about 80s movies, he's definitely gonna be mentioned. 80s sci-fi movies. But yeah, that whole scene's fucking brutal as shit. Man, there's so much shit that I'm starting to think of about these fucking movies. I'm just like, damn it, I'm gonna have. I got such a busy schedule of movie watching when it comes down to this shit. Again. Yeah.
What else did Mike say? That guy's name's Richard Kiel.
Yeah, and he was originally cast as the Incredible Hulk in the old Incredible Hulk series, but they felt he wasn't buff enough, so it came down to Lou Ferrigno and Arnold. And Ferrigno got the part because he was taller.
Okay.
Yeah, I do know Arnold was considered for RoboCop.
I'm glad that didn't happen. I didn't know about that, too.
He looked like a tank.
Yeah. Definitely too big for the suit. Yeah. They
Wanted dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Yeah, that would know. No, wow. That wouldn't have worked at all.
He would have said, I'll be back in that movie, though, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. At least once.
If that was in every fucking Arnold movie.
It got to be a joke there for a minute, yeah.
Like in Last Action Hero. He's like, I'll be back. Ha! I bet you didn't think I was going to say that. He's like, you always say that.
Say that, yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, Terminator, man. That's the one. I mean, that's... And you think... When you think of Arnold Schwarzenegger, when you bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's the Terminator. You know? That's the role that everyone, no matter any other movie we talk about, this one will always be remembered. You know? So, the Terminator. That's why I chose it as my number one.
Don't ban me, but I love True Lies. Y'all talk about that one earlier. That was actually my number three.
Yes, we did. We all agree it's a great fucking movie. I love it because I get to show off my VHS. That's right. Oh, shit, it has the clear, the actual case.
Oh, wow.
Got a protector over it, you know. So it came.
Those couple movies were definitely the end of that era, which,
yeah,
God, I miss.
It was a good time back then.
Yeah,
but we do acknowledge the holy trinity of Arnold movies, Conan, Predator, and Terminator.
Yeah.
We just had to only pick three, and man, was it hard.
And we talked about Predator last week.
Yeah.
So we did decide that would be a good idea not to do that, because, I mean, we all love Predator. It's another one that I think of when it comes to Arnold next to Terminator. But, you know, and I mean, okay, and also Conan. All right. But Terminator's what everybody really thinks about. But, you know, and also there's the thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger that's so crazy, though, is like where he didn't want to have bad guy roles. And his accent was so bad that a lot of his early movies were overdubbed. My dad, when I was younger, when I first started getting into action movies and all that shit, my dad had me watch this movie called The Villain. And have you ever heard about this movie? It's a Western comedy. And Arnold Schwarzenegger plays the handsome stranger. And it's not his voice. It's totally not his voice.
Yeah, they used to dub him.
Yeah. And it was either, if it wasn't his first film role, it was a second. But it was one of the two.
Hercules in New York might have been.
Hercules, that was his first one. That was the first one, Hercules in New York. Yeah. That one is really bad. I didn't know about that. Die Hard was originally supposed to be a sequel to Arnold's film Commando. Arnold decided he didn't want to do the project. Actors Harrison Ford and Richard Gere were considered for the part, but made Bruce Willis a movie star.
Call him Fun Fact Mike.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I didn't know that. That's fucking crazy. That would have been a totally different thing, too. Was it called
Pray Out Already? Yes. God.
It wasn't that whenever we did.
It wasn't one.
Not when we did. No, not when we did the
episode. Not for the Predator episode.
But boy, let me get something off my chest real quick. As Prey wasn't a bad movie.
I have not yet watched it.
But I've seen, like, reviews have been pouring in, and I heard a couple say that it was better than the first two. If you have not seen Prey yet, it's not better than the first two.
I haven't seen it. I can say that's fucking bullshit. You can't
beat
those two
movies. People are on crack.
It would have been a good way to end it. Like, that would have been the third one. That would have been different.
So a lot of people said that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still wasn't happy with the way the Hunter or the Predator looked.
I have not heard. See, that's the thing, is like, it's one of those things that's gotten like way fucking hyped up. Like that, I swear every other post on my Facebook has been people talking about Prey, and I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna have to watch this fucking movie because everybody's talking about how good it is.
I mean, it's not a bad watch. I'll say that. Like,
I mean, it's better than the last two, right? Right.
I mean, it has to be. Like, it had to be. I thought. So, I mean, maybe that's why it seemed better, because I was, like, waiting to see a complete and utter failure somehow. Yeah. But they didn't fuck it up.
Honestly, I think it all filling up our feeds is just modern marketing of movies. I'm not saying all the reviews are fake, but goddamn.
Mike says, I Am Legend was in development over a decade before it ever hit the big screen. And in the 90s, director Ridley Scott was set to direct the project. Scott had brought Arnold on board for Will Smith's part. But when Scott left because of budgeting issues, Arnold dropped out and the movie briefly shifted over to Michael Bay. Huh. Damn, dropping facts.
See what I'm saying?
Arnold and Stallone were considered for face-off. Now, that would have been interesting.
That would have been a different movie altogether.
Very different. That would have been a completely different movie, yeah. Completely with those two, it would have been totally different. Another guy, I imagine.
Troy.
I can eat the peach all day long. It would just be totally different.
You know what I could do?
Oh, God. What?
He's brainstorming.
I was thinking about deep faking Arnold and Stallone and face off to see what it would look like. That would take a lot of time, though. Maybe I'll do that.
Hey, yo, what's up? We'll beat your ass and shit. Like, you do it. Yeah? Do it. Fucking do it. You just could do it.
That would have been a way different movie.
Yeah, it would have.
Well, anyway,
do you have any final thoughts
on Arnold before we close the store tonight for Arnold night?
His older movies were great.
God damn right.
Yeah, man.
I think everything from Eraser on kind of didn't do it for me.
Yeah, Eraser was I don't know. Like, okay, how'd you feel about End of Days?
I only saw it once, and I don't even remember it.
I like it, but soundtrack was cool.
Yeah.
Again, he's good soundtracks in his fucking movies. But yeah, End of Days, I always liked it, but there was always something about it that just, like, it's not one that I go back and watch a lot. Right. Every now and then I'll be like, oh, okay. And then usually I'm just like, eh. I don't know. There's something about it. Maybe it was the time period that movie came out. There was a lot of weird shit going on in my life at that time. Maybe that's why, because it reminds me of that. I just don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know, but still. Things to see, Hendrix and OJ were first considered for T-800. What? I think I do know about Hendrix. But OJ? Oh, wow. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm not gonna tackle that one. You were talking about last things to talk about before we go,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Well, first off, I just want to go ahead and bring up that Tales of Shock and Terror is still on sale. The comic book that I'm a part of, along with Romper T and of course JB from Tell Us the Podcast, Tell Us in the Crypt, kind of a EC Comics form, kind of a book here, three stories. Great artwork by Drew Moreland. Fun, takes it back to the old school. You can go to tellusthepodcast.com and you can find it on there. You can order it. And you can also listen to the podcast, Tell Us the Podcast, every Saturday at 11 p.m. Oh, see? See, look, support over here. Oh, there's my cover. There's the alternate cover of my story.
It's a nasty cover.
Yeah, that's the one that doesn't make any sense for the other ones. The other ones make sense for the story.
You can really see these back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the only way you can get any of the alternate covers is if you go to a signing meet and greet that JB does with Josh Nealis, who is the guy that does Cutthroat Comics that this is out on. So there's that. And for Kentucky natives that might be watching on 26th of this month, my band Bastard Sons with Judas Goat are playing a show in Lexington, Kentucky at the Fish Tank with our buddies at Something Weird and one or two other bands that I can't remember the names of just because they're newer bands. So if you're in the area, come on out. So, yeah.
And yes, just so in case you all don't know, our friend Chuck Nasty is from the Kentucky area, home state of Kentucky. And there's a link on the bottom for redcross.org because Eastern Kentucky has been hit really, really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad, man. Metallica, actually, real quick, you want to keep fucking going back to Metallica's past and canceling them and kiss my fucking ass. They just donated $50,000 to the Hazard area and all that shit where all that went down. So,
and yes, if you want to donate yourself, there's a link on the bottom for the Kentucky Red Cross. We invite you to check that out. There's also several other relief funds available. Just Google it. Kentucky Flood Relief. I'm sure a ton will pop up. But always a go-to is the Red Cross, so we put that link on the bottom. Make sure you check that out if you get a hot minute.
Anywhere you can go, anywhere, like anything that you can, like, send. I mean, they really did get hard, like, get hit hard with this shit. I mean, there was a picture shortly after it happened, like, I mean, of animals and shit being washed up, and one of them was a zebra. I don't really know where the zebra came from, but somebody had a zebra, and it was in a couple of pictures I saw. There was some just horrible tragedies, man. People lost a lot of shit. So anybody can help in any way, clothes, food, toiletries, anything. Yeah, definitely help out anyway.
And so that about wraps it up for us tonight on Video Store Clerks. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We are your clerks. I'm Dave.
Yeah, man.
I'm Mr. Nasty.
And we'll see you next week, next Wednesday at 11. Make sure you check us out, like our Facebook page. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Night to Dawn. And thank you again, and good night. Happy Arnold night. Cool as ice.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.